PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, four New Jerseyans charged in the January 6th Capitol riot have been trying to get their sentences delayed until after President-elect Trump takes office. Trump had promised to pardon those charged. Among them is Christian Alfonso of Galloway, who is set to be sentenced this Friday after admitting to entering the Capitol and posting photos of himself in former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. But a judge has denied the request, stating that seeking a pardon is not reason enough to delay a sentencing. Three more residents from Toms River, Tenafly, and East Hampton have also sought sentencing delays. A new study shows teens are using less drugs, alcohol, and tobacco.
An annual survey taken since 1975 by the University of Michigan examined the responses of nearly 24,000 middle and high schoolers across the U.S. More than half of high school seniors reported not using alcohol, marijuana, cigarettes, or e-cigs in the past 30 days, which is the highest since 2017. The abstinence rate in high school sophomores was even higher at 80%, reaching a record, and 90% of middle schoolers reported no use, which is in line with the last survey taken. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The body of former President Jimmy Carter arrives in Washington, D.C. today. His body will be taken to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where the late president's family, members of Congress, and other dignitaries will attend a private ceremony. Carter, who died last month at age 100, will lie in state in the rotunda until his funeral at the National Cathedral on Thursday. The holidays are over. Now the dreaded credit card bills are about to arrive. This is called the holiday debt hangover, and if it's not addressed quickly, it can wreck your credit, says Paul Oster, CEO of Better Quality in Eatontown. To pay off these bills, he suggests cutting expenses.
I say start with your subscription base immediately. Figure out what can go. Again, it can be temporary, but cut your subscriptions. Put a household budget together. There's all sorts of free softwares out there that'll show you where you're spending your money.
He says in New Jersey, consumers on average spent more than $700 per child this holiday season. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. We stay frozen the next few days. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. This is not quite dangerous cold. That would require wind chills below zero, but we're close, uncomfortable, unseasonable in the deep freeze until Friday. 72 more hours of temperatures below freezing. Make sure you're bundling up nice and warm here. Highs this afternoon, upper 20s to around 30. The wind chill feels like, or apparent temperature, only in the teens today. Mostly sunny skies and dry weather. Tonight, clear with a cold breeze. Lows in the upper teens to around 20. The wind chills may dip into the single digits overnight. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. Sunshine with a few clouds, windy and cold, highs in the upper 20s. Thursday, still sunny, still windy, and still frozen, highs around 30. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Patterson's 30, Hamilton's 31, Cape May Courthouse is 30. Weather brought to you by Acteon Networks. New Jersey 101.5 is just named Acteon Networks, our official surveillance company. We placed the safety of our team members in the hands of the experts at Acteon. Visit acteon.net today and you'll discover why. Acteon Networks, the official surveillance company of New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.